We're holding Psachim Heyam and Aleph. The Beir Yishmael Tana, about 10 lines from the top. Matzim Yudalit Shenikar Rishon. We find that when the Torah speaks about Yudalit the day before Chag HaMatzos, it's called Rishon Shenemar. The pasuk says Barishon Barbas Hayom Nachodesh. So you see that Arbasar is also called Barishon. Now, we might have understood Barishon over there to mean in the first month in Nisan. He's learning, no. Barishon over there means the first day, which is the 14th of this month. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak amar, Rishon d'meikar ha-mashma. Rishon can sometimes mean the preceder, the one that comes before. Da'amar kra, ha-rishon adam tivalet. What? Yeah. Because that's how I would learn Pshat in the Pasuk. Barishon in the first month of Nisan, Barbasar Yom Nachodesh on the 14th of that month. So now Meir Yitzchak says Rishon can also mean the preceder, the one that precedes the other. The Amarka, the pasuk says Harishon Adam Tivaled. They said to Iyov, were you before Adam Harishon? Harishon Adam Tivaled, were you born before Adam Harishon? Ela me'ata, so the Gemara says, wait a second, if Rishon means the preceder, the day that precedes, I didn't understand you. I don't think so. The Lashon of Nachum Yitzchak Omar is mashma, he's giving something else. The latter, yeah. That Yudalit seems to be called Rishon, yeah. Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak is giving an alternate teretz. Rishon can sometimes mean the one that preceded. Ela me'ata lukachtem lachem b'yom harishon achinam rishon mi'ikaran namashmas. And why don't we say the same thing by Sukkis? Maybe the Torah meant start taking a loaf and esrog on the 14th. Shani atam dichtivus machtem nifneshem lokechem shivat yamim. Mashvi shvi lechag af rishon rishon lechag. Being that the Torah says shivas yamim, so we say if you're counting, so then rishon is first, shvi is seventh, just like seventh starts from the 15th. First means the 15th. Hachinamik says, the Gemara says, wait a second, so do the same math by Pesach. Ach bayom rishon tashbitu shivat yamim matzot tochelu. You also see that Pesach is called 7 days. The Gemara says no. Imken nichtov ka rishon. Then the Torah should have said ach barishon. What's harishon lamali? Shma mina lechadamaran. We say no. That hey indicated the first. It's indicating the preceder. Iachi atam nami harishon lamali. The Gemara says wait a second. By Sukkis it also says harishon. V'tu atem dichtiv b'yom harishon shabbaton v'yom hashmini shabbaton im harishon d'meikar ha-mashma. The Gemara says over there I have another pasuk that says harishon. Why don't we say in that pasuk it's a reference to the 14th? Shani hatem d'amaka uv'yom hashmini shabbaton mashmini shmini d'chag af rishon rishon d'chag. Same type of math, being that it says and the 8th, it came to connect the 8th with the first, just like 8th starts counting from the 15th, first means on the 15th. Harishon Namali. Stigmar says, wait a second, but back to our main question, why does it say Harishon? The come to exclude no Cholamoid, that then you don't have to rest. Cholamoid does not have a din of Yom Tov. Choloshen Moed Meroshon Vishmini Nafka. The Gemara says, well, the pasuk says the first and the eighth you have to have a complete rest. That indicates the days in between Cholamoid you don't. The Gemara says, no, it's true. Saka daitachamina hoil, de katavachmana uva yom ashmini, vav mosif al yom alinyan rishon, da filup choloshen moed, kamash malan, that the harishon teaches me specifically on the first and eighth. Don't think that the vav mosif alinyan rishon uva yom ashmini is to indicate to encompass all of the 8 days. The Gemara says, wait a second. You wrote a vav, and then you needed to write a hey to exclude from the vav. So don't write either one. So don't write either one. You don't have the uva yom hashmini. You don't need the meat of the hay. You can't. How does that work? V'tu. Furthermore, hatam dichtiv b'yom hashon mikar kodesh yelachem rishon demikar hamashma. We have the other pasuk in which the pasuk says b'yom hashon mikar kodesh. Over there, let's say that b'yom hashon means the 14th. Ela says the Gemara, no. You don't say this drasha by Sukkis. Because by Sukkis, Hani Shalosha, Rishon, Nibayle, these three times that it says Rishon, by Sukkis, I need it for a different drasha. The Tan de Be'er B'Yishmael told us, Bishar Shalosha Rishon, Zachul Shalosha Rishon. Being that we do the Yom Kippur Sukkis, which is called three times Rishon in the Torah, we merit it the three things that are called Rishon. Lachit Zarosh Esav, Lebinyan Bet HaMikdash, Vereshmo Shel Mashiach. Lachit Zarosh Esav Dichtiv, Eitzei HaRishon Admoni, we see Esav is called Rishon, Kuloch Ader Tzah. Lebinyan Bet HaMikdash Dichtiv, Kisei Chavod Marom Mirishon, Mekom Mikdashenu. Vereshmo Shel Mashiach Dichtiv, Rishon Litzion Ineinam. So even though this drasha seems to be a drash, the Gemara takes it that it's a complete drasha, and that's what we need, the HaRishon, and therefore we can't use it for all the other drashas. Rava says, you want the source for the Isser of Chametz on the 14th. The Pasuk says, Lo tishchat ha-chametz dam zivchi. Lo tishchat ha-pesach v'adayin chametz kayam. So Rava's indicating it from a lav. Right until now, everything seemed to be in a say. Rava's saying, I have a lav. Don't check the Pesach when you still have chametz. So maybe it means whenever each person shechts his Pesach, he shouldn't have chametz. But how do you know to say from noontime on the 14th there's a blanket iser? The Gemara says no. Zman shechita marachmana. The Torah wasn't referring to each individual's carbon Pesach, but rather the time of when we can start being shochet carbon Pesach, which is the afternoon of the 14th. Zman shechita marachmana. Tanya namihachi. Ach biyom hashon tashbitu som batechem. Me'erev yom tov. אינו אלא בי יום טוב עצמאו תלמוד לומר לא תשחט החמץ דם זבחי לא תשחט את הפסח ועדיין חמץ קיים דברי רבי ישמעאל. Now notice that this brisa put together the assay of Tashbisu and said the Pasuk of Rava teaches me that the assay of Tashbisu is on the 14th, not the last, not the לא תשחט החמץ דם זבחי. This brisa seems to say from this laugh I infer what was the assay of Tashbisu. Is that what Rava meant to say or not? It seems that's what Rava meant to say, because the Gemara says, Tanya Nami Hachi. This rice is in support of Rava. Now it's a little difficult to say that when the Torah says, don't check the Pesach with Chametz, that lav doesn't apply. But what? We'll have to say that it's not only the lav, it's also the asay. So the Torah says, don't. How are you going to say there's no lav? Rabbi Akiva Omer, Inot Tzarich. הרי הוא מערך ביום הראשון תשביטו סום בתיכם וכתיב כל מלאכה לא יעשה בהם ומצינו לעברה שיאב מלאכה. So it must be that the יום הראשון is a reference to the 14th. Okay, we could ask questions on this, but we'll go weiter. Rabbi Yossi אומר, Rabbi Yossi, we're going down a generation, a Talmud of Rabbi Akiva's, right? אינו צריך, הרי הוא אומר, אך ביום הראשון תשבית וסור מבתיכם. מערב יום טוב, אינו לבי יום טוב. תמוד לומר, אך חילק בי ביום טוב עצמו משארי. היית כשהשבתה צהור, לאכילת חמץ, לאכילת חמץ, לאכילת מצה. Which was the drasha on the top of the Amud. So therefore it must be the 14th, and you have אך that's מחלק. So you have the three days that we brought earlier in the Gemara, the three different drashas we find here are Shitos Tanoim. Rashi till here. You with me? Rishon de Meikar HaMashma ולעברו מיד דקרא הידה די משמה ראשון במשמעות דקרא שהוא יום קודם לכל שבעה דקרא כיוון דכתיב שבעת ימים מצות תאכלו, אך ביום הראשון, ראשון קודם למעשה כאמר, הראשון אדם תיוולד, אך קודם לאדם הראשון נולדת, הכנמי הכתיב בהיקרא גופי שבעת ימים, ודרוש נמי ראשון דומיה דשביעי. התמנמי גבי לולב, היי דהראשון למה לי? מראשון לשמיני נפקא, מדכתיב בהן הוא שבתון, מכלל דאינך לאו שבתון נינו. על עניין ראשון על ימים הקדומים לא דיינו חולו של מועד. לא לכתוב אחמנה לא וב, זה משמע ריבויי, דתו יצטרכי למיעוט. אלא מהן משלושה ראשון דכתיב במקרא, b'mikra kodesh de Pesach, u'mikra kodesh de Sukkot, u'mitzvat lulav. I'm sorry, one of the rishon is by Pesach. The other two are by Sukkot. Lo totav l'Rav Nachman dehani rishon dechivu lav l'mashmaotayu katu אלא שמה באלמה הוא דנקראו ראשון וכדתנן בר בישמעאל בשכר גימל ראשון שביתת רגל בפסח בשביתת רגל בחג בנטילת לולב שנקראו ראשונים זכו לשלושה ראשון לא תשחט על חמץ ושחיטת פסח זמנה מתחילת שבע שהוא בין הארבעים שכבר נותח למה לצד שקיעתה ואך ימרניין בפרק אמר להם המונה צלות דאברהם כי משחרי קוטלי דהיינו מחצות ואילך וגמרינן מנעד שחיטת התמיד מתחילת שבע וכאשר ענת המנידין דתמיד נשחט בשש שעות ומחצר ומשן אילן שעניקות לבית המקדש לא מכוונו רחבים תחתיהן מאוד ולא משטח יד שש ומחצר ואם הכוחת וחד יבר סמוך לשחיטתו מעט ואם שעת תשע יברנו בתשע זמן שחיטה כמה רחמנה לא חילקה תורה לישראל לזה זמנו ולזה זמנו היא וקבע לו זמן ואיסורו שווה בכל לכולם זמן אחד קבע שהיא אב מלאכה וזו עברה שלא לצורך היא והכתוב עשר מלאכה ביום טוב היא ככה ראשון בארבע עשר כמה אוקיי, I don't know why Rashi says it's עבר שלא לצורך he has to say that because מדורייסה עבר לצורך is מותר on יום טוב So if he wants to say, I know it's on the 14th because it can't be on the 15th because Avara is Osir. Well, why is it Osir? Use it to heat up your home. So this goes into what we saw earlier, that this is a Havara after Shas Bir. You can't have an off from it. So, weiter. What? Yeah, what we saw in Tosus, right. אך תילה, כתיר לך כתוב לשוטו מצד יום ביורו, ואי יום ביורו ויום טוב משעל השוי הכלל, היית כשחולו. ואכילת מצה משחשיכה, ועל כורך השבתת צהור כשתחשך, ואם כן לא משכחת אך תילה, דהילב אך, יקלמי מר ביום הראשון בין השמשות, שהוא התחלת היום. This is a big חידש. אבל השתה הכורך בתוך יום ביורו, שרי לקרא לשהו יאי. This concept that בין השמשות is תחילת היום, we find by דרבנון. We find by Knias Eirov, by Yisur Mukze, Rashi's throwing it in an Isur Doraisa. That if not for this Achilek, I would have said Ben Ashmoshes, which is the beginning of days when you have to do it. And the question is, why is Ben Ashmoshes the beginning of the day? Which brings us to a different question we discussed in the past, is Ben Ashmoshes a Metzias, or is it just a situation of Suffolk for us? And Rashi seems to say it's a Metzias over here, which seems to be Rashi's Shita and Shabbos also. What does it mean Ben Shmash is the beginning of the day? Ben Shmash is the time that I don't know if it's day or night, so I have to treat it like the beginning of the day. Elamai, you have to say, according to Rashi, no, there's a Metzis of Ben Shmash, and the Torah relates to that Metzis. And at that time, the Torah could have told me, do it. Meaning, is Ben Shmash is just a time that I don't know, is it day or night? Or did the Rabban Shem create day, night, and something in between called Ben Shmash? So there are Mekars that seem to indicate the Sugis, and Brachas, the Sugis, and Shabbos, that there is this third creation called Ben Ashmashas, and this Rashi is going to be a strong support of that. Because if Rashi is saying that the Torah, when it told me, if not for the Pasuk Ach, I would have said the Torah said, do the Bir Chametz and Ben Ashmashas, which is the very beginning of the day, so then the Torah is referring to Ben Ashmashas. Why would the Torah refer to a time that I'm limited? When I have a Navi, I don't have Ben Ashmashas. The Navi tells me, now it's day, now it's night. No Ben Ashmashas. Tosis. There was a very big chiddush in Tosis earlier where Tosis discussed Hilchos Mishicha. Right? You know what I'm talking about? Hilchos Mishicha. Oh, it wasn't here? I guess it wasn't here. Okay, no, it wasn't here. It's in Shabbos. I'm getting confused. No, it wasn't here. Weiter. Lemute cholo shomoid atarvayu koi de lo aveno nito bamdina yom echot. Kedetonat ve bishmoel af agav dechtive tuve behanach gimel mitzvot ktive kulu. Vechol hakatub mitzva achat chashiv echada. ואין להקשות מנהלן דמיין הגיעים ראשון דרשינן ואך ביום הראשון לכת דרשינן דמה הוא יכתב לאך דרשה דמסתרבא דמיין דכתיב מקרא קודש דרשינן כולו לאך דרשה אוקיי לא תשחט את הפסר ועדיין חמץ קיים יקשה רשבה היכי א' מאחד דחמץ עשו מבב שעותו למעלה והזמן שחיטת הפסח אחר התמיד אבי, ותמיד ששוטו בני חצות פסול, ואם כן, זמן שחיטה לא אבי מיד אחר חצות, עד כדי שיד כובן תמיד, ויש לומר, כיוון דדייבד אם שחט הפסח קודם תמיד כשר, כדנן האטם, חשי זמן שחיטה מחצות ואילך. That's a very important concept. That zman shchita is, when is it kosher? It's not when can I practically do it. And the chiddush is in Tosfos is hava mina to say that. And it's going to have enough kaminas to when is man mincha, when is man musaf, regarding the question of tadir v'sheinu tadir. From when do I say on Yom Kippur, you have a problem davening musaf before mincha? Do I go by when chazal were mitakin, when you start davening mincha, or when midorais is man mincha is chal? Okay, these are discussions in the Rishonim and Brachas. Zman shchita. Your musaf runs late on Yom Kippur. Suddenly you find yourself at 6 and 6 shows, and you haven't davened musaf. Do you have a problem davening musaf then? Or do you say, no, I can't daven mincha now anyways, because midrabbanon, they said you have to wait. Do I say it's zman mincha now? Or do I say, no, it's not zman mincha yet, because midrabbanon, I can't do it. How do I approach the zman? Toisa says, I deal with when is the zman chal. I don't deal with when practically I could do it. Yeah, the question is, do I dam musaf first or mincha first? If my musaf ran late. Zman shchita kamar achmana. Af al gav de metu de lo tishchat al chametz kol chad v'chad ki shachit. דאמרינם פרק תמיד נשחט, השוחט את הפסח על חמץ עובר בלאו מכל מקום, כיוון דאשכחן דהזהיר על ההשבטה, והזהיר שלא ישחוט פסח על חמץ, סברה הוא שבזמן שחיטה הזהיר על ההשבטה. So, this is the saying, the love is really going on each yochid, it's not going on the cloud. Yeah? But we're saying that if you want to know the global hashbasa, when do I derive from the losishchat, so I'm going to go on the general losishchat al-chametz.